Good morning, everyone. My name is Randy McCormick. I'm one of the pastors here. On behalf of the Lloyd family and CCC, we want to thank you for coming and being here as we remember the life of Donald Lloyd, born April 3rd, 1939 to May 18th, 2025. Please bow your heads as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Donald's life. We thank you for calling him to be your family. And we ask that you be in our midst today as we long for your comfort and your peace as we grieve. May you be glorified in all that is said and done, and may you give us what we need to move forward well. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Vanessa and Yvette will be coming up to go over his life story.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here to honor and celebrate the life of Donald Wayne Lloyd, our father, grandfather, brother, husband, and friend. Dad was born April 3rd, 1939 in Spokane, Washington, to Beulah and William Woltering, the youngest of nine children. At just 2 years old, he and his sister Bonnie were separated from their birth family and raised in Lewiston, Idaho by Lavelle and Dora Lloyd. Thank you. The early experience shaped him and made him resilient and self-reliant.
He was a man of few words, but of great depth. As a young man, he found joy in rhythm, drumming in a band called the Meteors, a spark that stayed with him for life, from the Navy Drum Corps to family dance floors. He taught me rhythm and dancing, rhythm and timing for my Irish dancing, and he taught me how to drum on a home drum set. He proudly served in the United States Navy aboard the USS Ranger, manning vacuum tubes, before starting his career as a husband and father. When I graduated college with a degree in chemistry and no idea what I wanted to do, I joined the Navy because of him. I even got to wear his pea coat. All I needed to do was change what side the button's on and added gold because I outranked him. He married Shirley Jean Johnson in 1966, and together they built a life and raised four children during their 36 years. Through their lives, eventually went separate ways, that time brought love and memories that remained part of who we are today. Later, he found love again with Delia Carpenter, marrying in 2004, and shared 19 years with her before she passed. Dad had built a long and respected career in technology, receiving training through IBM after the Navy, but he never stopped creating, even in retirement. He developed a whole tax plan called Nifty Tax, and he would tell anybody who would listen, even Donald Trump, who tried to and got his hands stuck in the limo from the Secret Service. All right, in his later years, he could often be found in his basement workshop, absorbed in building a hydrogen-fueled engine. We were lucky he never blew himself up. He didn't talk about much about what he was doing, but you can see the passion in the quiet focus of his work. His love wasn't loud, it came through in what he built and what he provided and what he pursued. He taught his philosophy about life. You can fix anything, you just have to be smarter than what you were working on.
He helped when something sparked his interest, when he could solve a problem, build something, or dig into a challenge. That was his love language, not always showing up, but stepping in deeply when it mattered to him. And when he did, it meant everything. He taught me how to problem solve, not by actually teaching me, but by passing down the thoughtful mind needed to work through everything on paper before ever picking up a tool. He liked AutoCAD. I liked plain graph paper. He always enjoyed cars, from the classic 60s Corvette he purchased when he couldn't really afford it, to his old reliable Ford Ranger that he owned until it gave up, all the way to his first hybrid Toyota Prius. In his later years, he became fascinated with Tesla. Maybe it was the stock that got him interested at first, but I think it was due to the technology. His first Model 3 brought him such joy, and the anticipation of the Cybertruck gave him something powerful to look forward to. It gave him a purpose and wonder, even in his 80s. That truck wasn't just a machine. It was a symbol of future and hope. It kept his curious mind alive until he saw it a person and declared it ugly.
After Delia passed, his brother Richard came to live with him. And though they hadn't grown up together due to their early separation, Richard had promised their grandmother long ago that he would look after the little ones. By coming to be with Dad, he fulfilled that promise. Their bond in those final years was a beautiful full circle moment, an affirmation that family, no matter how scattered, can find its way back. Dad also cherished his community. He met every Tuesday morning with his Lewiston High School class of 1957 at the local Jack in the Box, a tradition that gave him deep connection and joy. Those gatherings were a reminder that friendships can last a lifetime. And most of those people were actually from the band.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
The decision to move him to Tucson was a hard one to make, but it was the right one. In his final months, surrounded by his children and grandchildren, Dad was exactly where he wanted to be, quietly soaking in the love of family that he helped build, dancing at weekly happy hours at Broadway proper, and making new friends, all of them female. He didn't need to say much, he never really did, but in his presence, you felt everything you needed to know. I will always remember the way his eyes would light up when people he knew would come and visit him, especially us girls.
He is preceded in death by his adoptive parents, Lavelle and Dora Lloyd, 5 siblings, Bill, Harold, Bob, Nelson, and Joyce, his wife, Delia, his son, Kevin, and his grandson, Alan. He is survived by his brother, Richard, and his sister, Bonnie, and his brother, Melvin, his daughters, Yvette, Tanya, myself, his grandchildren, Lauren, Robert, Riley, Peyton, Tyler, Zara, Asher, Isla, and Ainsley. Today we remember Don as the quiet man with a curious mind, a provider, an innovator, a builder, a loyal friend, and a loving father and grandfather, a man who enjoyed his daily siesta. His legacy lives not in big speeches or grand gestures, but in what he built, what he gave quietly, and the lives he shaped by simply being there in his own way. We'll miss you, Dad, but we'll keep dreaming, and yes, we'll keep dancing. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, if you'd like to join in singing with me, How Great Thou Art.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brooks feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and lead me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road. Virginia, Mountain Mama.
single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give choice to sit it out. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years. And I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. I see my Maker's face. I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Oh, when I get where I'm going.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh my goodness, I have to go after all those photos and I'm really emotional.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here today to honor and remember my dad. I am Tanya Toon, Don's middle daughter, and this is my husband John Toon, also known as and self-titled the favorite son-in-law. You knew that was coming, right? Anyway, my dad was a man of few words and my sisters covered most of what I was gonna say and written down. I wasn't gonna speak at first, and then I felt called to say some things about my dad. Oh God. I'm just winging this because everything I wrote has been talked about, but growing up, I remember asking my dad, Dad, what happens when you die? And he goes, well, I think you just worm food and you just die. And it stuck with me, and we never grew up in the church, but I was always curious. I felt like this calling. And when I met John, we started going to church together and I accepted God into my heart. And I remember we started going to church in San Diego, and I remember telling him that I never thought my dad would come to church with us because he didn't believe and he thought it was stupid. And when he met Delia, she was an amazing gift to our family. And they came to visit us once 20 years ago, and I invited them to our church. And they sat in the front row. He wanted to sit in the front row. And at our church, our pastor would ask if there was anybody that just quietly raise your hand if you accept Jesus in your life. And my dad grabbed my hand, and he raised his hand and mine together. And I was so blessed. And I sobbed. And I just know he'd be so happy here today. And I just am so grateful that he's going to be in heaven. And I get to dance with him again in heaven because he accepted Jesus. I'm just so grateful that he's not just in the dirt. That he's up there with the people that he loves, his family and his wife. And someday, hopefully all of you as well. And so, I'm sorry that I just went off on that tangent, but God spoke to me, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. I'm thankful for my sister, Yvette, for bringing my father here, and for these last years that we've had to reconnect with him, because we grew apart. So I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful for Vanessa and her church family for having this memorial, and for my family to be here. And I just wish that my kids could have known him more, and that's a regret on my end, because I know he would have loved it. So thank you all. Sorry for that tangent.
All right, the video montage was awesome, and oh, wow, just brought back so many memories for me. of a time. We were kind of separated. I mean, Don moved to Idaho probably 20 years ago, and we didn't see him a lot after that. But in the early years of our marriage, we were with him a ton. And, you know, Vanessa made a good point. He was, you know, very quiet, man of few words. But when he was engaged in something, he did it with passion. And there was a photo in the montage where he was helping me build a deck in the backyard of our first home. And those are some of my best memories with him. We, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. We invested everything in this property. And he was so awesome about helping me landscape, build sprinkler systems, a retaining wall, lay sod, hang crown molding, do baseboards. He was so handy. I mean, you know, an engineer by trade, but what a gift. And we love those times, and I love Don Lloyd. And again, yeah, I'm glad you guys are all here, and we will certainly miss him.
Okay, I'm going to read a poem, All Is Well. Death is nothing at all. I've only slipped away to the next room. I am I, and you are you. Whatever we were to each other that we still are, call me by my old familiar name. Speak to me in the easy way which you always used. Put no difference in your tone. Wear no forced air of solemnity or sorrow. Laugh as we always laughed at the little jokes we enjoyed together. Play, smile, think of me, and if you want to, pray for me. Let my name be ever in the household word that it always was. Let it be spoken without effect, without the trace of a shadow on it. Life means all that it ever meant. It is the same as it ever was. There is an unbroken continuity. Why should I be out of mind because I am out of sight? I am waiting for you for an interval somewhere very near, just around the corner. Thank you.
Want this back? There are two significant moments in one's life that often serve as the catalyst for distant family members to reunite and reconnect. These two events are weddings and, sadly, funerals and memorials, which is where we get the saying, weddings and funerals bring family together. The death of a family member, a friend, a loved one, is a universal reality that all mankind inevitably face. The finality of death can be heart-wrenching, but it will always remind us how precious life is, but how quick this life is. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 6 and 7 say, "All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass wither, the flower fades, when the breath of life the Lord blows in it. Surely the people are grass." As we approach the end of this life, it is natural for our minds to shift to the question of what happens next. Many philosophers and scholars and other religions have come to different conclusions that are futile, such as reincarnation, a sort of paradise, energy merging within itself, or nothing. There are many different futile ideas that might bring temporal comfort, but true lasting comfort comes through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only comforter. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul, who suffered much in his life, wrote these words, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and a God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction, with a comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." It is through these difficult times that God our Father has his arms wide open to wrap his comforting arms around those who mourn. How does God comfort us? What is the comfort we are receiving? This comfort is the reality of eternal life through Jesus. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus exclaims eternal life in himself. John 3:16, a well-known verse, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." John 5:23, "I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned." He has crossed over from death through life. And many others in John. Eternal life is a gift by grace to all those who have placed their love and trust and faith in the one who conquered death, Satan, and sin, the Son of God. It is only through Jesus that we have received his eternal life. He says in John 14, verse 6, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one can come to the Father except through him. He states this right after on the heels of a promise to the apostles that as they discuss their future life. He says, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" What a beautiful promise to make. God is preparing a place for all of his children. So it's beauty in the truth of God and in God's promises. In a dazzling sacred moment when Donald breathed his last, which was a peaceful moment after saying the Lord's Prayer, when Donald breathed his last and his heart lay still, he saw the radiant, welcoming face of the Creator of the universe and the Savior of all souls. He saw Jesus face to face, eye to eye. He looked in the unthinkable gaze of Christ. And because of this, because he saw the face of Christ, Donald's eternal life began. Donald received eternal life only through faith in God, which is offered to anyone who places their faith in God, such as his parents, such as his siblings, his wife, and many people in his life. But what a beautiful picture that meeting must have been when Donald went to heaven. All those he loved and cared for, all those that loved him and cared for him, surrounding him with joy. This journey here has ended, and his new journey, eternal journey, has begun. Yes, we will miss him, but we will release him to arrive at his final destination, the opened arms of our loving Heavenly Father. You see, when we know Christ, his forgiveness, his love, and his grace and mercies, life is good. Life is sweet. As we look forward to our ultimate destination we call home, basking in the presence of God and enjoying him for all eternity. Let's go ahead and sing Amazing Grace.
Sound that
was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood his mercy reigns, unending love. Amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long
go ahead and bow your heads as we pray. Lord, right now we let go of Donald because we know we can trust you and we know that we will see him again if we are yours. Give each one here your supernatural ability to release him to you. May you provide the peace and comfort that this family needs, as well as the wisdom needed to move forward well. As we grieve, may that emptiness we experience be filled with your presence and your steadfast love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lloyd family would like to invite you to join them in the Family Life Center dining room for some light refreshments. I thank you all for coming, and I would like to read a verse before you leave. 2 Corinthians 2, verses 16 and 17. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave his eternal comfort and good hope through peace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Thank you for coming.